This episode is called Lizzie's Nightmare, and if you're watching on Disney Plus, it is season 1, episode 15.
Hello, and welcome to Living Lizzie, a Very Maguire podcast. My name is Jake Thomas, a.k.a. your little brother, Matt Maguire.
And I'm Davita Williams, a.k.a. Claire Miller.
This episode is going to be Lizzie's Nightmare.
Yes.
Literally Lizzie's worst nightmare, where Matt shows up at her school. Yeah. I love this episode.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
But more importantly, there's a lot of me in it.
I was gonna say you get in a lot of trouble.
I get into a lot of trouble. Yeah. A lot of hijinks, and everybody loves me for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what Matt does, everybody is impressed.
Yeah.
Except for Lizzie.
You basically call Ethan, the most popular guy in school, ugly.
Yeah. I mean, like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and he loved it. I mean, he was like, scoot over, let me sit next to you.
He basically took like the prison strategy, to where it's like, find the biggest, most, you know, a dangerous person there, and then like either beat them up or become friends with them.
And break them down and emotionally.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what Matt did.
Yeah.
Matt broke them down emotionally right from the get-go, and then from there he was cool.
Yeah.
It's very smart.
It's funny.
It's funny. This is a great episode, yeah, too. I mean, it's again, we talked about this, where there weren't a lot of episodes where like my B story got to cross over into the A story.
Right.
So this was a rare occurrence. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely loved it. I got to hang out at the school set.
Was that the only time you were at the school set?
No, I think there was one other time. No, maybe two other times that I was at the school set. I remember there's the episode, the Halloween episode, where Matt is there at Lizzie's Halloween festival thing at school. And then the other one, which was when they had, it was like an Ocean's 11 style thing where they had I want to say it was like a casino night or something at the school, and Matt had to be a secret agent and sneak in. Right. Yeah. Other than that, I think maybe that was the only times I was at the school.
At the school.
Yeah. Matt had his own school. They didn't really show Matt's school in the first season very much.
Did they show it?
Second season they did.
Okay.
But we were at Matt's school was always very distinctly different from Lizzie's school. So when they built that set, it was always on like the opposite end of the set.
Okay.
Yeah, of the soundstage.
Okay.
This episode has a lot of things going for it. For starters, Matt's prank right out of the gate was honey on the phone.
Honey on the phone.
The old honey on the phone gag.
Is that an old
thing? I don't know.
I've never heard of that. At least, like when I first watched it, though, I was like, please don't let it be gum. Please don't.
That would be awful.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
But honey is just.
Honey is annoying.
Annoying. Yeah.
You got to wash your hair really well.
Really well, because it's
going to stick.
It's
going to
stick. Shampoos.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's not a very nice joke.
No, it's not.
Especially to a girl in like middle school, high school, that age when you're really insecure anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got honey on the hair and everything. I feel like you would notice that sooner. I don't know.
Then yeah, you definitely.
She was
would.
Really oblivious that there was honey, a glob of honey,
globbing all over her hair.
Yeah.
What about all the lies that you told in this episode?
The lies that I told. So I mean, I told everyone first off, my name was Matt Bond.
Yeah, Matt.
That I was a exchange student from a private school on a small island off of Fiji.
Yeah. Did you have an accent?
Well,
it went in and out, right?
Like
some parts you were talking with an accent,
right?
And other times,
that's how they talk at that remote island off of Fiji. Sometimes they talk. Sometimes it's Matt Bond. Sometimes he talks like this, and other times he's just you know Matt.
No.
He taught Britney Spears how to dance.
How to dance? Yes,
yeah.
I saw that one. I was like, ow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was? I don't know what that dance move was either. He just smacked his butt a few times. I think I missed Britney Spears doing that one. I don't know.
Yeah. Weird. I wonder. Had you even like seen a lot of Britney Spears?
Maybe I can't even remember.
You were a little too young.
I was a little too young
to be a fan.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
So
definitely.
I wonder if you were even like, who is that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one would say who is that, but you might not really know.
Like what a Britney Spears dance looks like. There was also that I was going to be cooking a souffle or something on Oprah.
Oh, yeah. friends with Oprah.
Right. Yeah. We were friends with Oprah. And then I starred in a Spielberg movie.
Which was true.
Which is actually true.
Yeah. I watched that. I was like, they made Gordo repeat it, which I thought was so funny.
Because he was heartbroken about it.
He was like, he's younger than me and he's worked with Spielberg. I think we were all thinking that, to be honest, when you did that movie. I was like, what? He's a small kid. He's little.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. What were the other lies that I told? I can't remember.
I think those were
the highlights for sure.
How was working with Ethan one-on-one with Clayton? Was this your first time?
It was awful. Just completely awful. No, it was great. I mean, you know, we had Clayton on earlier as a guest. He and I have always had a really like buddy relationship and everything on set. Yeah. Like it was, we got along. Yeah. He was goofy and I was goofy. So we had fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Was that your first time having a scene with him?
I feel like it kind of was.
Yeah.
And especially at that extent, because we had a lot of scenes together.
He had to not recognize you. So that probably was your first.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
He would know that you're not Matt Bond.
Right, right.
Had known you yet.
The height difference. For me at that age, it was a big height difference.
Yeah, you were small.
He was tall back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still tall.
Yeah.
How tall? He's like 6'3", maybe?
He's like 6'8", or something, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about 6'3", so I don't know.
Are you 6'3"?
No.
Oh, I was like, what?
I'm 6'5".
I guess I never, of course. I guess I never noticed how tall. Yeah, heights, ages, and net worths you can never trust. On the internet.
Yeah.
My friend told me recently, I'm like incredibly wealthy.
Really?
Yeah. Like a couple.
On the net worth thing? Yeah. The net worth calculator?
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty rich.
Okay. All right.
So.
Okay. Lunch is on you.
Yeah.
and then now age is very hard to find because you can make that private on like IMDb and everything. It's very hard to find people's age.
You can do that?
Yeah, she's gonna be like,
wait, well, I think because I was a kid actor, it's so hard to like hide it. Like people can do the math.
Yeah.
Like you were, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I talk about a lot of my friends who were also child actors because they're like, everyone's like, no, you look so young, you can audition younger. It's like, not really.
Yeah. People are always surprised to find out that I'm like 42.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Mine?
You have a net worth of $100 million?
See? My friend told me it was high, but I didn't realize it was that high. I am like rolling. I thought she was going to, I thought it was going to be like $10 million, because that's still a lot,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like
$100
million is like,
million.
Who wants
a house? All right, I'll leave a tip jar over here. Just be generous. What do they say my net worth is?
Does it say
is?
Five?
500,000.
Okay. How am I worth so much more than you? Like,
damn.
Significantly.
Well, I mean, Claire was a very important character.
Yeah.
they paid Claire way more.
$100 million,
Jeez.
Keep staring at that. Try and manifest it. I'll put it on a vision board or something.
Don't anybody correct anything.
Yeah, please.
One thing that I think is funny is when they're trying to figure out where Matt is, they interrogate Lanny.
Yes, and he doesn't.
He doesn't
say
crack
anything.
He does not crack. Because he doesn't say anything.
Yeah, but then who is it that...
The cop
was
comes
like,
in
oh,
and
okay,
like,
thumbs
oh, yeah,
are weird.
And then like they have a connection too.
Thumbs are weird.
Which just goes to show that like it's not Lanny's problem. It's like only a select handful of people's problem that they're not able to communicate with.
They're not able to understand
Lanny.
Him. It's everyone else's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's the trick?
Yeah.
Do you have to have the special gene to be able to communicate with some people? I don't know.
Maybe it's just, people that are similar to him.
Yeah, maybe. Did you ever go to the same school with your younger sister?
I did, with Dana. We went to school together a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But it only got weird when we got older. I was kind of like, we didn't go to high school together.
Yeah.
She went on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. But middle school time, we went to a school that was elementary through middle school.
Okay.
So once I got to, you know, I was in eighth grade and she had just, she was in fourth, I think. Mm-hmm. And we were like in the same section of the school.
Yeah.
And it just, I was like, well, why does she have to be around all
the time? Yeah.
Did you go with your, yours are no, much older.
Yeah, my siblings are much older and they were in a different state too.
Oh yeah.
But I remember like my best friend growing up, Sean, his older sister went to our elementary school and we would always bug her. Like anytime recess, like lunch, whatever, we'd go and find her and then just bug her.
Bug her? Was she older?
Yes.
She was the oldest then. Yeah, then that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a gag or something in there that's, you know, does not work today, but they didn't realize that the phone was turned off.
Oh, yeah.
And that they had phone calls from like Lizzie's school.
I was thinking about that too because they did dial up internet and then it blocked the phone calls. Yeah. And so the voicemail would have to pick it up. It was all so like, oh my God.
This isn't a problem now.
Remember, you'd be on the internet and you'd pick up the phone and it'd go,
Mom, I'm on the phone. Yeah.
It was an awful noise.
Yeah. But Sam was, he's evidently making a killing selling records online.
Leif Garrett.
Is that what he does? Is that what Mr. McGuire does? He sells records online and that's how they afford this nice house?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
That's the one job we've seen. That's the one time we've seen him like make money.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
So maybe he was like a vintage collector or connoisseur.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? Why isn't Lanny in school too? Did they pull him out of school and then brought him over to their house to interrogate him?
I mean, there
him?
Is a missing child.
There's a missing child, but
so it is a big deal, big enough to get out of school.
But where's Lanny's parents? Like, they were cool with, like, the McGuires, like, just borrowing their kid and interrogating him?
I mean, they seem pretty lax.
They seem pretty lax.
The kid didn't even talk, and he was just free to do kind of whatever.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
If they did have any issues, they didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah. Did we? We never met his parents.
No, we never met Lanny's parents.
I'd love to know Lanny's backstory because it's got to be complex.
What if they're just chatterboxes?
Yeah, they're just
total chatterboxes. They're always talking.
And he's just like, I need to not talk when I'm out of the house because it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel just absolutely like a crazy desire in school to be cool? Because that seems to be what Lizzie and Miranda are always chasing.
They're
they
want to
be cool.
It. No, I just wanted to have friends. Like,
I mean, isn't that what being cool is? Is having like an option,
maybe
like your choice of friends?
Yeah, your choice of friends, I guess. I had some good friends in high school, but I wasn't in the cool group.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think my friends were in the nerd group.
Okay.
Either.
We
were just there.
Just there. Which that's the purest experience.
Yeah, we were just,
you know, just be there, be present. Yeah. You know, don't worry about status.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
Of course, that's what the lame people say.
That's what
fooling
that's
themselves.
That's what people that aren't popular say.
Yeah. One thing I thought was great. I think this is the first appearance of Phil Lewis.
Yes.
As the principal Tweety.
I'd love to have him on it.
I know.
He'd
I know.
Be great.
He's so great.
I haven't been in touch with him, and obviously, but
yeah.
I mean, I was a child when I was doing. It's not like he'd be like, "Give me your number." Let's
he's so busy, but he's so busy now directing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was his first, I guess, Disney gig.
Oh wow!
And they liked him so much, they kept
him
bringing him back, and then put him on Suite Life.
He's very good. He's very believable as like.
Yeah.
An authority figure at a school.
Yep.
Yeah. But like a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's great. One line that he does say, though, is that jealousy isn't pretty on a girl.
I noticed that. I noticed that. Well, he didn't write it.
He didn't write it. He didn't write it. But I mean, jealousy isn't pretty on a girl.
That's like a girl's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Too. Like when you're walking down the street and someone's like, smile.
Why don't you smile sometime?
Yeah,
come on.
And like, it makes me so annoyed.
Yeah.
I think if a teacher said that to me, I'd be like,
ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not so. Let me get that phone again. I didn't make another call.
Yeah. Calling the school board.
Yeah. And I love how Matt basically preemptively talked to Ethan about Lizzie, if Lizzie ever said anything.
She's going to say this. Yeah, that's good.
Because she was like trying to like spill the beans on him.
That is
like, Matt's not who you think he is. And
it's called gaslighting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He Matt pre-gaslit.
Yeah.
He pre-gaslit.
She's going to say this.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. And by the way, she has permanent brain freeze.
Yeah. She's not all there.
Yeah, no, she's not. Yeah. And then you get that moment where it's actually, it's kind of like you think it's going to be really sweet because he says, and then your eyes. And she's like, what about my eyes? Does it really pop out when you're angry?
Yes. And he talked about a vein in her forehead.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Rough.
Matt was ruthless.
Yeah, he was. He was awful.
Yeah.
Real mean.
I want to go back to the answering machine, the Maguire answering machine.
Yes.
So I don't know about you, but me and I think nearly everyone I know just don't use their voicemails.
No.
Ever. So like, why would you ever leave
Whenever
a voicemail?
Whenever someone leaves me a voicemail, I know it's like spam,
it's
telemarketer.
Spam. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody,
or it's my mom.
Yeah, or a mother. Yeah. Nobody does that.
Nobody
I don't
does
want
that
you doing
anymore.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But back when it was still a thing, what was your voicemail message?
I definitely did the music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I forget which songs. Yeah. I'm sure I rotated, yeah. But I'd do a little like music playing and then be yeah. like, hey, you reached me. And then I...
hey, it's your local DJ here.
Which is so crazy. And then the other one I did was the, hey, what's up? Just kidding. It's my voicemail.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was...
Did you keep it going on for a while or was it pretty quick?
No, it was pretty quick.
It was pretty quick.
Quick.
Oh, okay. Because those are annoying where it's like, hello?
When you're talking the whole time.
Hang on one second. I can't hear you. Hello? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a message.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to wait and call me back later or leave a message after the beep, beep.
Beep. I had a friend that had a really, really good one of those.
Yeah.
And I think I was just basically trying to copy him.
I hate it, but it's so good.
Yeah. Did you have any?
I definitely didn't do the radio DJ one. I maybe had a version that was like, hello? Huh? What? Oh, it's a message. I maybe had that for a little while, but I feel like for the majority of my life, I've always just had the default, like,
yeah.
the number you've reached.
I have the default now. Yeah. Just says my phone number.
Yeah, there's no reason not to have just the default now.
And you don't need your name on there anymore.
No, you don't.
Why would you?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're calling me, I don't know if you know me.
Yeah.
How do I know if you know who I am?
Yeah.
Just, you know, just don't know who I am. Don't even know my phone number.
Yeah.
You know, just like, well, just like you can send a letter. Nothing else. That's it. So, okay, ringers, even going a step further, ringers, do you remember, because it was not that long ago, a time when everybody had a custom ringtone. Even you would pay, depending on how far back, you would pay 99 cents to have a portion of
a song
as your ringtone.
I used to do the songs. Yeah. I don't even remember. I'm sure it was like Britney Spears, you know,
yeah.
the hits.
Yeah.
I did have Spice Girls once.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
My question is, what happened to us? How did we lose?
I wonder
the spark?
Why we stopped. Well, maybe because we have social media now and you can add music and things that you, but they should bring that back because it's all a part of it.
Yeah. I mean, no one has custom ringtones or like text message alerts or anything
Everyone
like that.
Everyone has the same ringtone.
The same
And
ones.
My dogs are terrified of it.
Really?
Because they know it.
They know it's like the door or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. I had one set for my door for a while that was, it was like, because I used to have Samsung phones and it was like the Samsung ringtone.
Yeah.
And then anytime I'm watching like a K-drama and they use that Samsung ringtone, my cats, even though I have not used that ringtone in years for my front door,
go insane.
The cats still go.
It's so, they know the sounds.
Yeah.
The dogs know these and cats know the ringtones and it's so crazy.
We should bring it back.
I think we should, because
we should have custom ringtones.
I feel like
ringtones.
Gen, what is it, Gen X? Are they the young ones?
No, Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Gen X is the before older. Us. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Gen Z would have a field day with the DJing on your voicemail kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a thing for sure. What would your ringtone be right now? If you had to choose one ringtone for your phone, what would it be? Which song?
I don't know. There are a bunch of Rihanna ones, I guess. Yeah, I'd probably have a Rihanna ringtone. What about you?
Man, I feel like it'd be like a sad boy bop of like Joji or something.
Or I recently discovered him.
Or it'd be Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
I feel like.
Yeah, Kendrick would be a good one.
I feel like a great ringtone would be like, have you ever been punched in your face? That's just the ringtone.
Yeah,
that would
he's
be good.
Got some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
one-liners too
yes.
for a ringtone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I want to introduce a new segment to the Living Lizzie podcast. I have something that I have procured. This.
Oh my gosh.
Is from the Lizzie McGuire board game.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know that there was a Lizzie McGuire
no.
board game? Well, there is.
Oh my gosh.
And in it, they have trivia from the show.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
I don't
okay.
know if I'd be that good
okay.
at this.
Okay. We can go back
I'm
and forth.
I'm basically watching.
We can go back and forth.
The episodes.
Okay. But. All right. So let's do two cards each.
Cool.
Okay. Here's two cards. All right. I don't even know if
Can
these,
I look at them?
If we're going to ask each other.
Oh, okay, cool.
We're going to ask each other. All right. Oh, we should find this episode. Hold on. We should find this episode. There's this an episode in here of, okay. No. What's the name of this episode?
Lizzie's Nightmare.
Lizzie's Nightmare. All right.
Okay.
Hit me with the questions.
Lizzie's Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Question A. What class hottie asked Lizzie to sit with him at lunch?
It was Ethan Kraft.
Yeah.
What other class hottie is there besides, I mean.
There isn't.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
B. What? Whose school did Matt attend after getting on the wrong bus?
I feel like we have an unfair advantage to this. these questions. It was me. It was Lizzie's school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was Lizzie's school.
Who did Matt and Lizzie's parents call when they discovered that Matt was missing from school?
Who did they call? I mean, they call. Who did they call? They called Lanny, I guess.
And the police.
Yeah, yeah, the police and
that's
Lanny.
It.
Yeah.
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 And that's it.
They didn't call the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Okay. On a class camping trip, Mr. Pettis pitted the girls against the boys in a contest. What did the losers have to dig up?
Worms?
Yes.
Okay.
When the girls booby-trapped the boys' tent on a class camping trip, who took the blame?
Lizzie's mom?
Yes.
Okay.
While Lizzie and her mom were camping, Matt and Mr. McGuire tried to make dinner. What did they end up eating?
Oh my God, I forget. It was like duck or something.
What did they end up eating?
Oh, pasta? What?
It was pizza.
Oh.
It was pizza.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay. Why was Kate voted off the cheerleading squad and banished from the cheerleaders' lunch table?
Because she sprained her ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Was it her arm or her ankle? I don't know.
It's a great question.
I don't know. Who helped Kate get back on the cheerleading squad by teaching her how to do one-armed cartwheels?
It was her arm. It was Lizzie.
Okay. Why did Matt have to drop out of his school play?
The doorbell. I'll get that. It's because he lost his voice.
Oh, okay.
Because he was saying, the doorbell. I'll get that. Yeah, he was saying too much.
This is a fun game.
This is very fun.
I really like it.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to grab a random one.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Who got detention with Lizzie when they were both caught cheating in math class?
Gordo?
No, Ethan I actually, Kraft? I don't remember her name. It was from the episode Bad Girl McGuire. She was the bad girl that was the bad influence on Lizzie.
Gotcha.
What did Gordo and Miranda show to Lizzie that made her stop wanting to be a bad girl?
I don't know.
I think it was like old, like, home movies or something.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, or like, remember those anti-drug commercials we used to have?
Oh, yeah, I think it was that too. Like, they showed her like, this could be your life.
This would be your brain.
This and is your brain on being a bad girl.
Those commercials were wild and not effective.
Yeah, they definitely were not. Yeah.
I just remember seeing like famous actors I liked in these. Yeah.
The more you know. all right, so now I think it's time for questions from the audience. Okay, from Instagram, Awkward Stare asks, what was up with the ear episode? Like, why the jar? I don't know that one.
What ear episode?
I don't know. I think it was the episode where Lizzie has, they have a third ear that's in a jar under the sink.
I don't
know what that episode is.
I'm sure. I'm wondering what's up with that too.
Okay, so we'll skip that one for now. Okay, Cimbarella on YouTube asks, what is the coolest or weirdest piece of Lizzie merch you've encountered? Have you seen some of the Lizzie merch out there?
Long time ago. Yeah. I remember that there was like a Kmart or a Walmart, some sort of deal.
Yeah.
And so there were a ton of backpacks and things like that. Yeah, yeah. But that's like the gist of what I've seen.
Okay. There's a lot of things that I didn't know existed.
Okay.
Like the board game, I did not know that the board game existed. Here's the board game.
Oh, wow.
By Milton Bradley. The game, What Would Lizzie Do? Can you get inside Lizzie's head?
That's so...
I mean,
it's trivia.
It's with that. Stuff. And then look at this. There's a whole, like, actual game board. It's fascinating. And then there's a rule book and game parts. Look at all this. And then... Yeah, you got to keep track of your score, and here's the pieces. Yeah.
Where did you get that?
I got it on eBay.
I was going to say it was probably an eBay item.
Yeah, this was definitely an eBay item.
Discontinued.
I do wonder, see, I think the person that sold it to me, they were like, oh, yeah, this was like my daughter's, and it was just unused somewhere, and you got to think. That person's daughter, if they only knew
who has it now. They're showing it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think the weirdest merch that I've encountered, I don't have one, but I have seen that there's like a cookie jar.
Oh.
Like an actual like porcelain or like, you know.
Interesting.
The ceramic cookie jar.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
So random.
Very random.
So random.
And breakable.
Yeah. I've definitely bought things. I bought a pair of like platform bright green sandals the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so Lizzie.
Yeah.
Like and it's crazy that I
mean the 2000s are in. So
they're
it's,
in.
It's like,
but
that's
I'm a
fine.
Little bit too old to be wearing green platforms.
Don't and say I, that to yourself. You're I, never too old.
I know. But I noticed in the episode where she babysits you, she had on like eerily similar sandals to the ones that I had just bought.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're back.
They're back.
2000s are back.
Yeah. I will say like a lot of you who are commenting on the YouTube videos, like everybody is so supportive and I really, really appreciate it.
We'd like you to be honest.
No, but the thing is that they've been really, really great. Yeah. Everyone on the YouTube comments have been fantastic.
Very
and
nice,
the Instagram comments have been fantastic. TikTok, mixed area.
Some
I had to stop reading the comments on TikTok.
TikTok, I blocked a couple people. Yeah. Someone was like, you know, the same stuff, like you're living in the past and you're, but it's like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why are you so obsessed with my life?
I know. Yeah. Like, chill out.
Yeah. And then someone wrote to me, who's the girl? And I was like, but you're on my TikTok.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
Get it together.
Literally, you can hit two buttons and find out everything you need to know.
Why did you need to comment that on my TikTok page?
That took way more work.
Yeah. Yeah, TikTok is a mixed bag.
Yes, it is.
You never know. Yeah.
I think it's because people on TikTok are just given the content, whereas everybody else is seeking the content.
Like Instagram, you kind of have to like build.
Yes.
And TikTok, it's kind of like, you could put this video out, we might put it in like the depths of the worst part of TikTok.
Yes.
Everyone's gonna see it.
Okay, from YouTube, Haley Ann asks, why are you guys watching the episodes out of order?
Ask Jake.
I don't know.
It's not my decision.
I go through and I look at the episode and I'm like, that one's good. That could be fun to talk about.
It's honestly more fun doing it out of order.
It is. I mean, a lot of stuff, like a lot of episodes I think about and I think, okay, is this going to have a decent amount of conversation to talk about? Is this a really memorable episode? Because you're kind of restricted in doing things in order. I know we tried to do things in order for a little bit there. Yeah. I know that we were due to watch a certain episode within this where Matt goes by M Dog. I refuse to address that episode. That episode doesn't exist. Yeah. let's just say that.
Yeah. So not every episode needs to be covered.
Not every episode needs to be covered in depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more fun to go out of order because not every episode is great.
Right.
So it's good to mix it up with something more entertaining. Some are more entertaining than others.
Yes. That is, and some don't have M Dog in them.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Living Lizzie. Thank you all so much for joining in. Stay tuned for the next episode. Be sure to comment below, subscribe, all that stuff. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you.